Thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Leonard Gray, and I'm got a y'all taking out a payment on my checking account for $56 and some cent. For what?
Well, sir, I had to pull your account up, and I'd be more than happy to answer that for you at that time. Give me one second. The order doesn't automatically come up when you call in. What's your zip code?
20744.
And your name?
Leonard Gray.
Verify your address.
430 Kiss Concord Turn, Fort Washington, Maryland, 20744.
Give me one second. I'm waiting for your account to load. Please continue holding. Okay, so looking over your account, I do see that you completed a survey back on October the 27th. And you had the two-box entry where you paid $7.95 at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you did that, sir, I'm not sure if you read over the terms and conditions, but you're also enrolling yourself into a monthly membership when you complete the survey.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Because I never did get the toolbox, so.
You signed up for the, that was actually a survey offer. So if you're selected, then they do notify you and get that mailed out to you. But that's a sweepstake drawing.
Oh, I didn't see all of that.
Did you go over those terms and conditions?
Can I cancel it?
Yes, I can cancel it for you.
You cancel it right now.
Give me one second, and I will definitely get you a confirmation number. Hey, do you have a pen and a paper handy for your cancellation number, Mr. Gray?
Hold on a minute. Okay.
That number is C as in cancel. 263.
Mm-hmm. 263?
Yes, sir. 119-079.
263. 119-079.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And that cancels your account. And is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer care, Mr. Gray. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.